Episode 100 is coming up for us, and it will be recorded on July 13th. In celebration of that, and in appreciation for our listeners, we're going to be giving away some small goodies during that episode. These include iOS apps, as well as some other material. To register for this giveaway, you will need to listen to episode 99, which will be released on July 4th. During that episode, we will reveal a special secret password. Please send an email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com, containing in the subject line the number 100 and the body containing the secret password. Only one entry will be accepted per person. Registration begins on July 4th and will end at 11:59 p.m. on July 12th. We will put all of the entries into a list and choose the winners randomly during episode 100 on July 13th. Hello and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, malicious software removal tool. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am here to discuss the malicious removal tool, or malware removal tool from Microsoft, MRT for short. This tool removes malware from your computer, just like its name suggests. And malware and viruses aren't completely separate from one another, but malware usually involves snippets of code that people put on websites or in little programs you download from the internet that either distribute information that they collect from your computer around the internet or send you false advertising. So that's usually what a malware, spyware, malware, those kinds of things. And there are a lot of programs that can deal with malware, but Microsoft's malware removal tool is a nice one. Or malicious software removal tool, whatever you want to call it. You can download it from Microsoft's website, but it is available in Windows XP Service Pack 2, definitely in Windows 7 and Windows Vista. So if you've got XP Service Pack 2, it's already pre-installed on that, and 7 and Vista have it in it, and I think Windows 2000 also has it. But like I said, if you don't have it, you can download it from the website. One quick way to find out if you have it is to try and run it. So how do you do that, you ask? It is very simple. You just initiate the run command with holding down the start menu key or the Windows key and pressing R.
Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. Open edit combo MRT 1-5. Alt
and it
plus O.
Brings up the last five things you typed in. So MRT was the last thing I typed in, so it's the first thing there. I'm going to hit enter. MRT. Just Windows R and then type MRT and hit enter.
Desktop, folder view, list view, gold wave, 21-30, user account control dialog. Do you want to allow the following program to make...
Yes, I do. I want it to allow to make changes to my
gold
computer.
Gold wave, Microsoft Windows malicious software removal tool, June 2011.
And it doesn't allow you to read the screen.
JAWS to PC.
Just, it doesn't do it automatically.
View a list of malicious software more. Microsoft Windows malicious software removal tool, June 2011 dialog. Welcome to the Microsoft Windows malicious software removal tool dialog. This tool scans for and automatically removes prevalent malicious software. Dial click next to scan for and help remove specific malicious software. For more information on this tool, please see the online documentation. View a list of malicious software that this tool detects and removes. This tool is not a replacement for an antivirus product to help protect your computer. You should use an antivirus product. For more information, see Protect Your PC. Back button unavailable. Next button. Cancel button. PC.
So I want...
Microsoft Windows Malicious Software Removal Tool, June 20. View a list of malicious software that Protect Your PC link. Next button. Alt
I want N. The next button, because I just want it to scan my computer.
Please choose a type of scan.
And it's there, and if I hit Tab...
Quick scan. Scans areas of the system most likely to contain malicious software. If malicious software is found, you may be prompted to run the full scan. Radio button checked. 1-3. Alt plus Q.
And that's the radio button that we're on. If I go down arrow...
Full scan. Scans the entire system. Note that the scan can take up to several hours on some computers. Radio button checked. 2-3. Customized scan. In addition to a quick scan, the tool will also scan the contents of a user-specified folder. Radio button checked. 3-3.
I just
C.
want...
Quick scans.
A quick scan.
Back button. Alt. Next button. Alt plus N.
And here we go.
0%. The tool is scanning your computer for prevalent malicious software and removing any that is found. After this operation completes, the tool will provide you with a report of the malicious software that was detected and removed. Currently scanning 20%. 30%. 43%. 64%, 73%, 76%, 80%, 88%, 100%. No malicious software was detected. No.
So no malicious software was found on this computer, and that scan took about, it was one of the quick scans, took about a minute, maybe a minute and a half to do that. And it's going to depend on the speed of your processor and how big your hard drive is and all this kind of stuff. So it just depends.
View the detailed results of the scan link.
And I can either view Some detailed results of the scan. What can I do here?
No malicious software was detected. View detailed results of the scan link.
I don't want to do that.
Protect your PC link.
I don't want to learn about antivirus software.
Finish button.
I want to finish.
Gold.
And basically, this does not replace antivirus software. Let's just be clear about that. For antivirus software, you need to go to something like Microsoft Security Essentials at the very least, or things from like Norton, like for things from Symantec, like the Endpoint Protection or AVG or Non32 or other antivirus software that specializes more in things that do heavy duty damage to your system. Not that malware isn't damaging, but it's not the type of damage that this tool does not detect for the type of like long-term damage that viruses can do. So that is the malicious removal tool. And you ask, how does it update? Well, it couldn't be simpler because it updates in the background. Once you install it, it usually comes pre-installed, but if for some reason it's not on your system, once you download it and install it, or once you install Windows, that's it. You don't have to do anything else. It updates every Patch Tuesday. Patch Tuesday is the second Tuesday of the month, and it will just update in the background, just without you even having to do anything. And not only will it update in the background, but as Windows updates are being installed, it will also run in the background. So once a month it will run. I strongly encourage you to run it more than once a month, but you will get that at least that much protection out of it. It updates and runs itself on Patch Tuesday. As far as I know, there's nothing in the tool that will allow you to schedule a scan to occur at a specific time, like you can with antivirus software. But it's very simple to run manually. Run MRT, return, and that will kickstart it. So it is simple as that, accessible, very easy. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.